Mike Rose Foundation giving away $2.5 million in trade school scholarships. The United States needs skilled workers in the trades more than ever, yet each passing year finds the United States short of welders, electricians, plumbers, carpenters, and others engaged in building and manufacturing. Despite good wages, job openings across the country, and steady work, the number of young people entering the trades isn't even close to matching the number of available positions. In manufacturing, for instance, more than 600,000 jobs remain open every month. A number of factors account for this disparity. An aging workforce is taking retirement faster than they can be replaced. A cultural bias against vocational schools remains in play, with one survey of those ages 18 to 20 finding that 79% said their parents wanted them to attend college, while only 5% were encouraged to pursue the trades. Meanwhile, the boom in construction and manufacturing, along with the increasing need for repairs to our country's infrastructure, has driven demand for skilled workers through the roof. Longtime trades advocate Mike Rowe has worked for years promoting the value of a skilled workforce. Best known for his Discovery Channel series, Dirty Jobs, he also created the MicroWorks Foundation in 2008 to promote skilled trades and the nobility of work. A few years later, Rowe and his foundation launched the Work Ethic Scholarship Program, dispersing competitive scholarships to vocational school students. Let's meet two winners of Rowe's Work Ethic Scholarships and see how that worked out for them. The electrician. 20-year-old Emma Frick was born and raised on a farm in Minnesota. "I got my work ethic from that," she told the Epoch Times. "Farming is a tough thing to do. So, that's where my roots started." In Blanco, Minnesota, the homeschooled Frick met her future husband, Justin, also the child of a farming family. "We talked and discussed different career paths, and eventually found the electrical trade," she said. "I got an apprenticeship the summer before I started technical school, and from there it was history. I graduated, and here I am." The couple then scouted out places they wanted to live and settled on Charlotte, North Carolina, in part because Charlotte's growing exponentially, and there's a ton of work. Justin found employment with the city's water department, while Frick worked for an electrical company until she earned her electrician's license. Though short of both equipment and customers, she was determined to open her own business. "I had nothing lined up when I quit," she confided. "So, this was very, very scary. All I had were a few basic hand tools. But I was able to get a few jobs and build up my capital, and invest in a lot more tools." Today, Frick is the proud owner of Champion Electric. Of the financial aid given her by Rowe's Work Ethic Scholarship Program, Frick said, "That helped phenomenally when I was going through school, because I didn't have to take out any student loans or get into debt. So, very, very helpful." The welder. Homeschooled like Frick, 29-year-old Jake Kern, a husband and father, grew up in a Colorado household where his veteran dad spent hours every week working on the property, chopping trees for firewood and tinkering with the family's vehicles. Kern spent many of his weekends helping out, even though at the time he hated it. He has changed his tune as an adult. "I really look at my childhood with fondness, because I gained a lot of experience that I know isn't typical, like working on cars, working on the house, and getting some work ethic," he said. After trying college for a year, Kern ran through a variety of jobs. "I've been a heavy machine operator, I've done medical coding and billing for health and wellness centers, I've worked in some menial labor stuff, I've done concrete foundation work for homes, and I've worked pulling hot tubs out of big cast iron molds. That was a rough job," he said. Kern was going through some hard times, working as a customer service rep in an auto repair shop. "A gentleman who was a retired welder came in to have his truck serviced, and we got to talking," he said. "He was telling me all about the welding trade, and that it was an actual career, and you could make a good living. So, this was at the end of 2017, and from our conversation he said there were 300,000 open welding jobs in the United States." Inspired by the man's insights and living in Pennsylvania at the time, Kern began looking around for welding programs and found Triangle Tech. While in school and for several months afterward, He also worked in manufacturing as a welder. Having decided to leave Pennsylvania for Washington State, Kern arranged 6 job interviews, flew west, and was hired for all 6 positions. I was there for about 2.5 years, working in structural steel, big girders, and columns for transit centers, high schools, middle schools, stuff like that, he said. I did that for about 7 months, then COVID hit and I got laid off. An older man, a fellow welder Kern had befriended at church, then offered him employment making railings. He taught me so much, Kern said, and enabled me to run my own business. Kern eventually returned to Colorado. With his wife, Alex, serving as advisor and bookkeeper, he operates his own company, Madsen Made Welding and Fabrication, building railings, gates, and fences. Kern said he remains deeply grateful for his scholarship, which he desperately needed to continue his education. Overalls and opportunity. This year, Roe and his foundation are looking to give away at least $2.5 million in scholarships for students attending trade schools. The foundation's website states, "We're looking for hardworking men and women who will keep the lights on, water running, and air flowing, people who will show up early, stay late, and bust their asses to get the job done." One key part of a student scholarship application process is to read and sign the SWEAT pledge. The 12 tenets of this pledge contain the heart of Roe's work ethic. Here are blunt affirmations, such as, "I believe that I am a product of my choices, not my circumstances. I will never blame anyone for my shortcomings or the challenges I face. And I will never accept the credit for something I didn't do." Here, too, gratitude ranks number one on this list. "I believe that I have won the greatest lottery of all time. I am alive. I walk the earth. I live in America. Above all things, I am grateful." Opportunity, Roe once said, usually shows up in overalls and looks like work. Emma Frick and Jake Kern took the SWEAT pledge, put on those overalls, got their hands dirty, and opened the door of opportunity. The 2025 deadline for applying for a MicroWorks Foundation Work Ethics Scholarship is April 17, 2025.